on. Now, if you're around Bathurst on Sunday, March 29, I have a golden opportunity for you. An Air Force veteran who served in Vietnam, Trevor Benaworth, is inviting the whole community to the iconic Mount Panorama Circuit for the official Walk for Veterans. Whether you're a local or visiting for the weekend, this is your chance to walk the legendary track while raising vital funds for Legacy and the Air Force Association's Homeless Veterans Program. It's a cause close to the heart of Trevor. He himself saw the devastating impact of service firsthand. He lost two mates to self-harm as a result of their service, and this is the first Walk for Veterans, and Trev hopes that this becomes an annual event. I thought we'd catch up with him. I've got Trevor Benaworth on the line with me now. Trevor, good morning to you, mate.
Good morning, Mark.
Well, mate, firstly, can I thank you for your service and what you've done for this country, but also what you're doing for veterans. You must be a pretty special bloke to be doing this, and we need as many people as possible to get right behind you on Sunday, March 29.
That would be magic, yeah. But I'm not a special bloke. I'm just part of an Air Force crew that, we're trying to raise funds for Legacy and for the homeless vets, of whom there are too many.
Why is it so important for you to create an event like this, Trevor? Tell us why you wanted to do this.
Well, we're ex-ADF ourselves, a lot of us, and most of us have been overseas. We know what it's like over there, mate. People come back and they just need a bit of help. So we're trying to do our best for them.
You talk about people needing help. I'm a very big advocate for men in particular to seek help and speak out if they're struggling. And to lose two of your mates, that would be extremely difficult, Trevor, but I'm sure it's really driving you on to raise as much money as possible. Can you tell us about your two mates?
Not really, mate. They came back, they had problems, and this is some years ago now. Back then, DVA weren't all that, they weren't all that good, really, we found, and they just couldn't take it anymore and decided to end it, which is a hell of a shame, but that's what happened.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, it's a reminder that if people are struggling, they can reach out and have a chat to Lifeline. 13 11 14 is the number. Trevor, I'm just thinking about this particular walk on Sunday, March 29. You know, we're used to seeing the supercars go around Mount Panorama, and you're going to be out there walking the famous stretch of racetrack. That's going to be pretty cool for you, mate.
Yeah, we'll be a bit slower than the big ones, mate. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Conrod Strait's quite long, but getting up that mountain's going to be difficult.
Yeah, but you got the benefit of coming back down, so,
I love it. You've got a sense of humour too. I love it, mate. So how many people have you got involved so far, and have you got a big support crew with you?
We've got 10 guys coming from Brisbane that'll operate it when we get there. We've got a lot of support from the local RSL, from Legacy up there itself, from the local council have been very good as well. So we're looking for a big day. Woolies have generously decided to put on a barbecue for us at the end of the day, so it should be a good weekend.
Oh, that's fantastic. How can people get involved and support you, Trev?
Well, the best way is to go through the website, which is Scooterville, scootaville.org.au, and then just click on Walk for Veterans and it's all there.
Fantastic. So scootaville.org.au/walk for vets. We'll continue to publicise that for you, Trevor, and hopefully get as many people involved as we can on Sunday, March 29 at Mount Panorama. Mate, what's your message to the veterans listening to us right now? I'm a big supporter of our veterans, given what you guys have done for this country. What would you like to say to those veterans who might be struggling or might need to reach out for some help? Have you got a message for them?
Yeah, put your hand up, mate. Tell them to put their hand up. There's very good support now. DVA have really had a rework, and there's lots and lots of support. There's lots of very good advocates out there, and, there's no need to just sit and bear it any longer.
Well, Trevor, you're a pretty special bloke, mate, and I'm going to do all I can to support you, and I might even see if we can get a few of our sponsors on board to support you as well, all right? So you leave that with me, and if we can get as many people to come and walk with you or at least make a donation, well, we're going to make a difference in the lives of those veterans. Thanks for joining us, mate, and good luck with it on March 29.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Trevor. That's Trevor Benaworth, a veteran, and thank you for your service again, Trevor. If you want to register for the walk or you'd like to make a donation, I'll give you that website again, Scooterville, which is scootaville.org.au 2GB.com/walkforvets. What we might do is see if we can put that link up on the 2GB website for you, and you can have a look at it there and register. I know we've got plenty of people who listen to us on 2LT and Lithgow, or you might even be up for a trip out to Bathurst on Sunday, March 29 to join the Walk for Veterans. And again, if you or you know someone who's struggling, you can always reach out to Lifeline. 13 11 14 is the number, 13 11 14. And what a great privilege and honour it is to speak to one of our veterans like Trevor Benaworth. It always amazes me to see remarkable Australians that want to go out there and raise money and raise awareness and do something for their fellow Australians. So good on you, Trev. I really do mean it from the bottom of my heart. I wish you well. And I'm going to have a bit more of a chat, hopefully.